I'm so excited to bring you 7 ways to revive dead leads. Okay, 7 ways to revive dead leads so that you can start generating more cash, more profits, and more life even during tough times. Hey everyone, it's Shakir Hussain here, founder of salesfunnels.com. I have some amazing things to share with you guys, especially because I see so many, I speak to business owners from startup all the way up to 7, 8 figures and multi 8 figures and even 9 figures. Okay, and these are businesses from all shapes and sizes in all different industries. And I see the same challenge and the same problem over and over again. And when I see something over and over again, I go back into my lab which is really my penthouse here in London, UK. And I sit there and I figure out what are the solutions that I can create for the marketplace. And in today's video, I want to share with you something that I see so many business owners, whether they're offline business owners or they're online business owners, they're struggling with. And I want to give them to you straight. And the reason why I want to give them to you straight is because I believe that even one, I have a list of them here. Okay, I have a list of 7 of them. Even just implementing one of them can dramatically bring in an extra cash injection. Now, what happens when you have an injection of extra cash in your business? You're able to spend more time, you're able to spend more time with your loved ones. You're able to give back more to the people around you. You're able to go out and do the things that you know you want to be doing instead of sitting behind the computer all day. Okay, so hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully that gets you excited, because these are 7 things that I am doing right now in my business, and I would love for you to also execute this on your business too. So that being said, let's go on with the first one. And I think this is one of those things that so many business owners miss out on. Give me a second. Okay, I've lit up my camera too much. Hopefully this is better. Okay, so number one is integrating multiple streams of communication. You see, most business owners, they either have, and I'm talking about online business owners and offline business owners, they might just be doing Facebook, or they might be doing Facebook Live, or they might be doing Facebook groups, or they might be doing Facebook Messenger, but they do not integrate every single one of them. And what I found is doing things that most people aren't doing. So I'll give you something that I'm doing right now, because see, everyone is at home right now. Everyone's going to be using Facebook. Very few people are going to be doing something called direct mail. Okay, that is simply taking a letter, writing a little bit of sales copy, writing a thank you note, a congratulations note, a how is your business doing note, and sending it off to your customers. Okay, I have around, I think we've got just under 8,000 high ticket clients of some of our programs, and I'm taking on all my best customers. And some of these customers I haven't reached out to in a long time, I'm going to be sending out a direct mail, a postcard with a nice letter, maybe a little gift or something inside, and I'm going to be sending it out to them. And if you're starting out, you don't need to send out a huge brochure, or you don't need to spend tens of thousands of dollars. You could literally spend a couple of $100, even a few $1,000s, and reach your customers through their doors. Okay, through their doors, send them a nice note, because I can assure you these things will stick in their mind, especially during this tough time right now that people are going through. Customers will remember the good things that you're doing. One of the reasons why I've started a YouTube show is because I know a lot of my customers, they're going to be at home and they're going to be watching Netflix and YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok and all of this stuff. And I want to make sure that I'm delivering lots of value to them. Okay, so this is one way that I myself am increasing my visibility. So ask yourself this question: how can you do the same? You know, maybe you don't have a huge direct mail list. Maybe you haven't collected people's home addresses. Now would be a good time to collect people's home addresses. That being said, what if you have them on your social media? Connect with them. One of the things that we've started doing is making sure that we've integrated social media in across all of my products. Now, I used to have products where people would just come in and they would meet me and my team at a live event, and they wouldn't necessarily get much social media follow-up or get much email follow-up or get much phone calls. But that's something that we're doing right now, is instead of just having one avenue of communication, we're sticking them on into all of our social media groups. And one of the ways that we're doing the social media stuff is we're reaching out to all of our customers and we're telling them, hey, go and join all of our Facebook groups. So I have three or four different Facebook groups for different tiers of my customers. And so that's second one, social. First one is direct mail. Second one is social. Third one is email marketing. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right now, nothing beats the power of a good old email. Whether it's an email that you're sending out in a mass broadcast to everyone, or just to send out to your subscribers, to your clients, start sending more emails. One of the most powerful email campaigns that I teach my mastermind clients, and I'm just going to give it to you straight right now, is this something, because it's something called a 9-word email. And the 9-word email starts off with a subject line with something like, hey, very short, or a direct question like, are you still interested in XYZ? So for example, in my business, one of the programs that we have is a done for you sales funnel program. And another bestseller is a done for you e-commerce program. And so what we do is we're going to be sending out emails. And if you're on my email list, you're probably going to see this. It's literally going to say, hey, are you interested in XYZ? That's it. It's supposed to be 9 words or under. Listen, the first time I learned this was from a man called Dean Jackson. I paid him $5,000. I went to his 2-day event in Tower Bridge, Tower of London. By the way, he's known to be the guy who invented squeeze pages, opt-in pages, you know what I mean? And so I basically spent 2 days with him, and he gave me this campaign, and he said, run this campaign to your list. At the time, I had a small list. It wasn't huge like it is now. At the time, it was a very small list. And I remember sending out this email. Okay, and I literally sent out something like, hey, are you interested in spending 2 days with me? And I remember, you know, people inquiring back. So this is what happens. You send out the email. The goal of the email is for it to look very personal, because it is. And then for them to reply back. As soon as they reply back, you can share your offer. So as soon as that happened with me, what I did is I basically got them on the phone, and I figured out what their pain points are and what kind of solutions I can build. And I remember that one campaign brought in over $110,000 cash of literally dead money. Okay, so if you feel like in your business, you have a dead business, the people aren't buying, people are scared right now. Excuse the someone else's car alarm that just went off, okay, because there's no way I can turn that off. So we are just going to hopefully continue and you can hear me still. Okay, so it's gone now. Let's carry on. Okay, and by the way, I don't have my video editor, so I'm trying to kind of put the lights on and shoot this on my iPhone. And just doing it because I want to serve you guys. Okay, so ask yourself, how can you implement a 9-word email campaign? Okay, that's my third one. So we covered direct mail, we covered email, we covered social. The next one is phone. Okay, if you want picking up the phone to your customers right now, this is something that you want to be doing. If you don't have the time, energy, effort, capital to do this, then start bringing on commission-only salespeople. There's so many out there. Literally, you can put up ads where you can offer a commission-based only sales role. Okay, go and start building your sales team. I think yesterday we just hired 2 new people on the phones. Okay, if you aren't actively building your sales team, your phone sales teams, right now is the time. Okay, also your best customers, reach out to them. For me, what I did was all of the clients that are say 10K or 40K or 100K, I'm putting them into little WhatsApp groups, into Telegram groups, into groups where if they need any specific help, they can just shoot me a message and I'm there for them. And I've included two of my staff members. So if I can't get to them, my staff members can. Okay, how could you integrate utilizing the phone, the telephone, into your sales funnels, into your sales processes? All right, that's another alarm that's going on. The 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth one. Fifth one is webinars. Guys, back, just even 3 months ago, people didn't like this idea of a webinar or a Zoom call. Today, people are dying to join Zoom calls. Literally, you don't even have to be good at sales copy. All you need to do is just sign up for a Zoom account. They had something like 10 million users. Now they've got 200 million users. People are wanting to connect with another human being. If you're not using this time to connect deeper with your prospects, with your clients, you're literally missing out so much money, okay? Do not tell me that your business is struggling, and if I tell you to do webinars, you're not doing webinars. If you need some help with webinars and stuff, reach out to me and my team. We're here to help you guys. Webinars is a key integral point. Next one is paid traffic. Okay, sixth one, paid traffic. Paid traffic is essentially being able to spend $1 to make back 2, 3, 5, or even 10. Okay, in our business, we aim every single dollar that we put in, every single $1,000 that we put in, we try and aim to make $10,000 back. That's kind of the metric that we run by. Sometimes when you're starting off, you won't be able to get that. Most likely, you're gonna be able to get maybe 2 or 3x. But where else can you go and double and triple your money? You can't. So paid traffic is a important component that you need to add into your business. Whether it's Facebook, YouTube, Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever the case is, pick one or pick two or pick three and just go at it. If you're not buying traffic right now, honestly, you are going to struggle in the days, months, and years to come. Right now, one of the most important things you need to be doing in your business is figuring out which sales funnel will convert with paid traffic. Okay, right now, as I'm talking to you, we have YouTube ads, we have Facebook ads, we have CPA traffic, we have Instagram influencers, we have Snapchat ads, we have so many different things all being worked on in the current time right now, or it's being worked on in the next few weeks or few days. So if you don't have paid traffic, you are missing out. Okay, go to funnels.com for a free case study. I've got something over there for paid traffic people. Obviously, it is a little bit more advanced, and you do need to know what sales funnels are and what how to convert cold traffic into sales. But paid traffic is the fastest way to create massive amounts of wealth. This is literally, my biggest secret to success is mentorship, paid traffic, sales funnels, and praying to God. Okay, that's it. All right, my last one, and I'm excited about this one because I am actually doing one of these right now, and that is challenges. Okay, you've probably seen so many people coming up with these challenges, and one of the reasons why challenges are killing it right now is because people need that connection, people need that community. And so if you do not have a way to build your community, this is your time right now. Okay, so I've got actually a challenge that's happening for 5 days on funnels.com. Go to funnels.com/challenge, and you'll be able to learn how to start, not just take part in my challenge that I've got going on, but how to start doing your own challenge. Because in today's day and age, you know, if you're not putting yourself out there, regardless of trolls and haters and naysayers and losers that will try and tear you down, if you're staying stuck because of those few individuals, you're gonna sell yourself short, you're gonna sell your customers short, you're gonna sell the world short. So again, direct mail, email, social, phone, webinars, challenges, and paid traffic. Integrate those 7 things and you'll be sure to revive dead cash out of your business, dead leads into high-paying customers. Bye for now.